The Chi Yosef, the Papa Rav, writes in his Chidushim on the Torah, I also saw the same idea in the classic Mayana Shel Torah, which I'm sure many people have in their homes, on Parshas Sam as well, quoting the Drash Vayin of Aaron Levine, one of the great Darshanim in Europe. They both say the same idea. The Torah tells us, Ve'ish al Mizbeach tu kar bo lo sich beh. The fire on the Mizbeach, it shall not be extinguished. The fire on the Mizbeach always needs to remain lit at all times. That is a halacha from the Torah, the Yerushalmi and Yuma. In Perek Dalet Halacha Vav, tells us one other thing about the fire that burns on the Mizbeach. That not only did the fire have to burn when it was sitting and functioning as the Mizbeach, but the fire on the Mizbeach also had to be burning while it was traveling. Lo sichba af b'maso, says the Yerushalmi. Even when the Mizbeach was traveling to its next place, and it wasn't serving in its proper function as a place to offer korbanos, nevertheless, the fire still burnt on the Mizbeach. That is the halacha according to the Yerushalmi. We know from many, many sources that often Torah is compared to a fire, and a fire is compared to a Torah. The Gemara in Tainus Daf Zayin Amud Aleph cites the Navi Yirmiya, who says about Torah, Halo ko divrei ka'esh, its words are fire. Torah is often compared to fire. We have many examples at the end of the Torah, Esh da'aslamo, another comparison of Torah to fire. So the Darshanim say, the Drash Vayi and the Mayan Shel Torah, the Papa Rav all want to say the same idea. Lo sichbe refers to the fire of Torah. The fire of Torah should not extinguish. Obviously, person should be learning, person should keep on learning, all good things. But combined with the Yerushalmi, what do we see? Lo sich ba'af b'masos. Even when a person is not in the Beis Medrash, when the person is not in Shul, the place where you would expect the fire of Torah to be burning, the person is learning, there's an Aron Kodesh, there's Sfarim, you would expect in such a place that a person should have the fire of Torah burning. We would not expect anything less. But even when you're traveling, b'masos, when you're not in the Beis Medrash, when you're not on the designated time for learning, still there, the fire of Torah needs to learn. Eish tu kadbo lo sichbe. The fire needs to be burning at all times, and it never extinguishes, even by Bein Hazmanim. Even when you're not in the Beis Medrash, even when there's not a designated time, you're on vacation with your family, things to do, places to go, the fire of Torah is still supposed to be burning in all places, even if it's not in its designated post in the Beis Medrash or in the Beis HaKnesses. There is a long tradition in Klal Yisrael, going back to the Gemara, to the times of the Mishnah, of a concept called Bein Hazmanim. The Gemara in Brachos Lamed Hei on Beis records that Rava told the Rabbanan not to come with him before the Shirim during the months of Tishrei and Nisan, because they're supposed to be in the fields preparing. They didn't go to the Beis Medrash in Tishrei and Nisan, as is the custom in yeshivas nowadays, because they're out working in the fields. I don't think that goes on in the yeshivas, but there's another Gemara, the Gemara in Bava Kama Kuf Yud, as understood by the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin in Perachav Hei, says that in Tishrei and Nisan, you do not summon a person to Beis Din because they're preparing for the holiday. They're getting ready for Pesach. They're getting ready for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. They have preparations to take care of, and therefore, we don't summon people to the Beis Din. So we see already going back for generations a concept of taking off from the time in the Beis Medrash. In our time, other people do other things for Bein Hazmanim. Many Jews go to hotels for Pesach, things like that. An old custom as well, I'm sure. And it would give me great pleasure if my colleagues who are Rabbanim in hotels over Pesach would come back and tell me that they had no time to relax because people wanted to hear more Shirim and they wanted to learn more Torah. They had no time to go to the tea room and go to the buffet because they were so swamped with requests and desire for people to learn Torah. That people took the Torah with them, the Eish with them on their masos, on their vacations, would be a great service to them in Klal Yisrael. But you never know. The Torah should never rest, even when traveling. Ashrei kol yirei Hashem, ha'olech bidrachav. Praiseworthy are those who have yiras Shemayim and yiras Hashem, when they're ha'olech bidrachav, when they're also traveling, and they're on vacation, and they have places to go and things to do with their family, but still the fire of Torah is with them, and they're praiseworthy, even when they're outside of the Beis Medrash and the Beis HaKnesses. Writes the Shla, Masechet Shavuos in the Ner Mitzvah Noschaf Dal, v'ikr ha'kolo ha'kol, the Nekar V'nishrish Min Olam. He says, if I was king of the world, I would uproot and get rid of the idea of Bein Hazmanim. Hashem shall Bein Hazmanim, writes the Shlap. Lo Yizkor Lifka, there's no such thing as Bein Hazmanim. Rakol Ha'itim Shavim Latova, all time is good for learning Torah. Yisnagu B'minag Echad LaTorah. V'agisa Bo Yomam V'Layla. He does not recall anywhere in Sefer Yehoshua where it says V'Gisa V'Yom V'Layla except for Ben Azmanim. There's no such pasuk. V'Gisa V'Yom V'Layla says the Shla. There's no such thing as Ben Azmanim. Writes the Maharal in the Drush Al HaTorah V'Yosr Mikolhu Bittel Halimuch Ein Torasim Kim Ba'Krai Lo Smidim. People are not learning Torah all the time. Kim L'Tkufas Hashana V'Achakach Yikru Dror La'aretz. And all of a sudden, they call freedom throughout the land. L'Chanos Hazman Ben Hazmanim. This period that they call Bein Hazmanim. All of a sudden, everything is hefker. No one has to learn anymore. V'cholechad holich b'shriya sleep. Each one goes in his heart's desire. Harosh shekolz man shein osik b'divri havaya elu shein b'hamamish. They engage in things that don't have anything constructive. Yachshu shein tzarech l'ilmod. People think they don't have to learn. And they say, and he says, ein zezman l'tor l'kro Bein Hazmanim. To have a time of Bein Hazmanim is not a time of Torah. The Maharsha also, in Shabbos Kuf Yotes writes, Habachrim Mevatlim Rov Hayamim. The young men, they waste their time, Bebein Hazmanim, this time called Bein Hazmanim, between the two periods of learning. V'holchim B'rachobos B'bitulim B'tiulim. And they walk on the streets, wasting time, going on Tiulim, not accomplishing anything. I'm sure we're all familiar, and we've been offered at many times in our lives, those wonderful pamphlets from our Breslover Hasidim, who come to offer us pamphlets that in tzedakah to support the yeshivas. So the author of all those pamphlets is a person who was in charge of one area of the Breslover Hasidim, Rav Eliezer Schick. So I have a pamphlet that he wrote, a beautiful pamphlet on Bein Hazmanim. So on the first page in the pamphlet on Bein Hazmanim, they quote him writing as follows. Ein davar kazeh Bein Hazmanim. There's no such thing as Bein Hazmanim between the times of learning. Ki chayev adam l'ilmod Torah, kol yimei chayev. A person needs to learn Torah all the days of his life. Afilu bayom ha'achron shelo chayev l'ilmod Torah. Even on his last day, a person has to learn Torah. V'lachein ein musa kazeh bein hazmanim. There's only one time that a person has bein hazmanim. Pam echas yish bein hazmanim, bein misa l'kvura. Between the death and the burial, it's the only time where there's no Torah. That's the only opportunity. Stam kach asur levatal asman heyakar shol behevel v'rik. Any other time, it's asur to waste time for other things. No such thing as bein hazmanim. So, as we see, eish tukar al mizbeach lo tichbe. There's no purpose for the fire even to go out, even when we're traveling, b'masos, to other engagements, on Pesach programs, to yulim, things like that. But just to close, the Yushalmi, at the end of Masachas Bracho, says the exact same thing. They quote Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, "Imra Isa es harios shenisyashu yedein min haTorah." If you see that people's hands have despaired of clinging to the Torah, amod v'hischazik ba ma'od, stand up and strengthen your hold on it exceedingly. V'ata mekabel schar kulam, and you will receive the reward of all of those people. My taima, what's the source that you'll receive the reward of people who aren't learning, and you're learning in place of them? When those people have nullified the Torah, people are not paying attention to the Torah, and the base medrash is emptier than usual, and people aren't coming out to learn, and you come out to learn, and you say you learn, so that's a time to act for Hashem. That's Eis Lasos Hashem. You get all of their schar, you get all the reward of those people who didn't come out to learn, who were lax in their learning, you pick it up. And therefore, this is the idea again of the Mizbeach, even when traveling, that a person keeps the fire of Torah with him, even when it's Bein Hazmanim, even when other things are going on. It's important for everyone, whenever possible, to keep on learning. V'agisa bo, yomam v'layla.